It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 14th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is recondite, also pronounced recondite, and spelled R-E-C-O-N-D-I-T-E. Recondite is an adjective. It's a formal word used to describe something that is difficult to understand or something that is not known by many people. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Atlantic by Nicholas Davidoff. Essayist Roger Angel was so engaged in the world, knew so many things, could readily reference recondite, scientific theory, old Polish dances, and obscure novels for boys, that even close friends found the prospect of his judgment a little scary. Recondite is one of those underused but useful words that's always a boon to one's vocabulary. Though it describes something difficult to understand, there is nothing recondite about the word's history. It dates to the early 1600s, when it was coined from the Latin word reconditus, the past participle of recondere, meaning to conceal. Concealed is also a meaning of recondite, albeit an obscure one today. Remove the R-E of recondite, and you get something even more obscure, condite, an obsolete verb meaning both to pickle or preserve and to embalm. Add the prefix IN to that quirky charmer, and we get incondite, which means badly put together, as in incondite prose. All three words have the Latin word condere at their root. That verb is translated variously as to bring or put together, and to put up or store, as in perhaps some pickles or preserves. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.